somewhere in the world today. Men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. And my biblical question for this week, are you violating God's laws? In the beginning, there was the law, and the law was God, and the law was with God, and the law was made flesh. Are you violating God's laws? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, out and about, and you just wish that you could still listen to the show as it is happening anywhere in the world, because we are on... We are heard around the world by everybody and they mama if you're black. Everybody and their mama if you're white. So you may have to run around and you would still like to listen. You can podcast, of course, but listen on your phone by calling the Listen Line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. Relax day. End of the work week for some people. It's get it off your chest kind of today. You don't have to be so heavy today. It is whatever is on your mind. Express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Is a man who is willing to take care of you, the kids, and the household, but has no ambition worth staying with.
Oh, what fresh hell is this?
When you say take care of, what do you mean?
He pays all the bills. He take care of the kids. He step in.
How he do that with no ambition?
It doesn't matter if it's good for him or not. They don't want to be led.
Do you think that race may be involved in what happened to your son?
So emotional.
I don't want to believe it is, but unfortunately, there's patterns.
You know how many black folks get murdered in the U.S. a year? Around like 20,000.
Right.
That's 50%
of America's crime, violent crime.
Pattern recognition.
Growing louder.
Our community cannot stand for this!
Araujo's son not backing down.
And I will continue to keep fighting for him.
They need to send them, when they collect the illegal aliens, and send them over there with them. What a mess! That's funny, Anchor Baby. Amazing. I have a question. I'm just going to start out with a little light question right now, and then we'll get into. The president spoke last night in your phone calls, and I wasn't able to watch it because of the women's forum. And the women's forum last night was, I don't know. I use the same words all the time. What does it was off the chain mean, James?
That's black vernacular for it was great. It was
oh, that black
popping, which is also black vernacular. I can't get away from it, even in White History Month.
Oh, happy White History Month. I have a White History Month moment coming up as we move forward today.
Extremely good, exciting, or wildly out of control per AI.
Well, it wasn't out of control. Well, it was kind of out of control. Funny things was happening at one point.
Yeah.
But it was amazing. And everybody, and they mama showed up if you're black. Everybody, their mama showed up if you're white. And I really want to encourage the ladies around the world, because some of you just can't be there. You don't even live in the area, even though some people come from out of town. I really want to encourage you to stay with it. Stay with it, stay with it, and stay with it. And so my question is, how many of you are sad? How many of you get a sense of depression? You feel doom and gloom at times. How many of you feel like there's no future for you? You feel emotions about the future. Will I have a good future or a bad future? How many of you how many stabs have you had just this morning? I know it's other parts of the world is already another day, but even in your morning, so today is Friday in my country, but in other countries that listen, it is already Saturday. But and so you've gone to bed, you're waking up. How many stabs of emotions you've had already? Of worry, of jealousy, the stab of anger, all the emotions, the stab of resentment, the emotion of thrill, emotions and thrill of revenge, gossipy. How many have you had already? When you open your eyes this morning, you went to bed kind of thinking things were fine, even though you were still having stabs about what happened during the day or the day before. How many of you woke up this morning, as soon as you open your eyes, you have a stab emotions about how your day was going to go already? How many? And the reason that you don't know how many you've had already, because you're not paying attention to you. You think that the emotions of anger is good. The emotion of worry is good. The emotion of fear and jealousy and strife, you think that's good. And then you cry. You don't know. And only because you don't want to know. Because if you wanted to know, you would know and you would overcome emotions. you would know that emotions are evil. You would stop being so involved and living in time. And you would start to live a timeless life of no time. Because in non-emotional, in non-emotion, there's another life. It's another life right here on earth. And in that, there's no time. There's no anger. There's no worry. There's no doom and gloom kind of feeling of life. There is no failures. There are no failures. There are no successes. There's no love and no hate. There's no up or down. There's no competition. How many of you are refusing to give up the fight? You love the emotions of fighting. You thrive on them. You won't give up fighting. You look for a reason to fight. Emotions to fight. And then you cry. You have the life that you want. And it's not working. You have the life you want, and it's misery. Because that's what you want. Really. This is why you can't help people. And you shouldn't even try to help people. Because every adult human being has the life that they want. If you're emotional, that's what you want to be. If you're angry / resentful, that's the life that you want. And not one human being on the planet has a right to criticize that life or try to take it away from you or try to help you. Even the spirit of the law won't even help you because you got what you want. You love your emotional, miserable life. You love to fight. I tell people all the time, lay your weapon down. Lay your weapon down. There's nothing to fight for or against. And you will see that when you lay your weapon down. And you will overcome the world. And it will be amazing. There is another world inside of this physical, emotional world, social world. Inside of this social world, physical, social world, there is another world. And you don't even know it. And most people don't even want to know. Some men and women around the world want to know, and they're getting a glimpse of this other world inside of this physical, social world. Isn't that amazing? You have the life that you want. If you wanted the real life, you would not fight with anyone about anything. You'd protect your physical body, of course, but you would not fight with anyone about anything. You would not try to prove anything to anyone because now you have discovered the other world, the real world, the world of non-competition, non-comparison, non-fighting. And you would lay your weapon down and just live your life, and it would be amazing. It would really, 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 really be amazing. I tell people, you know what? Practice being where you are, knowing where you are, what you're doing at all time. They won't do it. And I don't argue with them. I'm like, okay, it's up to you. And I realize people don't do it because they love the life that they have, which is not life, but they call emotions life. Emotions, whether so-called feel happy for a minute, feel sad, and feel happy. They don't want it because I said, hey, you need the light. Stay in the light. And the light will fight. The light will speak to you in a different way. I tell people, watch those stabs and do nothing about those stabs that you get every day and all day. You get them all day, but you just don't know it because you're not paying attention to yourself. You're not seeing what's going on with you. You're not up making breakfast in the kitchen, getting the kids ready for school or whatever. And you're standing in the kitchen all alone. All alone, I've been thinking. You're standing in the kitchen all alone and washing dishes or making some egg. All of a sudden, you get this overwhelming stab of doom and gloom or things just not going to work and all that. No one knows you're getting it but you, and even you don't know it. You think that's a normal emotion. And then you cry while you're washing the dishes because now you're afraid. Why don't you, and because you're not catching those stabs, you don't know that if you catch them before they fall into the world of emotions, you don't know that if you catch them that the healing will come. And it's a healing that you have no idea about. But it will be overwhelming and it will be amazing. If you were just to pay attention to you and not react to it, but just watch it, there is a healing that will come. But the healing is not going to come if you're not paying attention to the light. For those who are around the world, I would recommend, instead of just, let's say you're at a meeting, and you're sitting in the room with a bunch of other people right next to you and around you, in front of you, and you're feeling a sense of unease. You won't even pay attention to that. You won't watch that so the healing can come. Or your body is in the meeting, but your mind is down the road somewhere thinking about something you got to do later or something that you have done. You're not paying attention. All you got to do is pay attention. It requires nothing else of you. Pay attention to all those emotions. And how dumb can you be to think that the emotions of anger is good? Yeah, you love them. You could be walking, driving down the road, and you fall into a little pothole. And you love that emotion of getting angry about that. Reaction to it. You love it, because if you didn't, you wouldn't react. It's just a pothole right there in the middle of the earth or the ground. You love your thrills. You love judging, blaming. It's all emotional thrill. You think emotions are good. Can you be any dumber than that? Anyone who think that emotions, any form of emotion, are good, then you're lost. You're dumb. You're in a mental hospital and don't know it. But you got to call it. It's so amazing, too, that there is a world inside this physical world. This is physical, emotional world. There's another, a real world. And Christ spoke about it. But people still missed it. And instead of following the laws of, that Christ came to point us back to within, they worship the teacher. They worship somebody that reading the Bible to them, thinking that they got it. All they're doing are being intellectual. And then they quote it, and then they're so dumb, they think the quoting of the Bible means you know God. Or the quoting of it, you think you know God. That you can't be any crazier than that. You got to be out of your mind. You just know about God. You don't know him at all. It must be my fault. It's a mess. It's up to you. You can be free, or you can stay in your prison. It's totally up to you. I and no one else can do it. And if you can do anything about it, and if you're married, wives, you cannot help your husband spiritually. Husbands, you cannot help your wife spiritually. It's not even your responsibility on either part. So I recommend you stop trying, but if you love the pain of trying, I had a call the other day from a guy who was working on himself. And he with this woman that she doesn't like him and he doesn't like her. But he finally made a baby with the devil. And now she's pregnant again, according to him. And he don't want to leave his children. Or he want to be a man. Unlike his father wasn't a man, a father to him. And now he want to be a father to his children. Something like that. A man or a father, or maybe both. Fighting with someone over your own children doesn't make you a man. Non-fighting is what makes you a man. Non-fighting is what makes you a lady. Makes you a woman. You go from female to woman. You go from male to man. And you cannot make, there's nothing physically that you can do to make yourself go from male to man or female to woman. You can't do that. What's wrong with you? You think of yourself you can do something about yourself. You can't, dummies. Of yourself, you can do nothing. You cannot change your own life. You can't will your life to be perfect. Okay, if you can, I'll be quiet while you're willing yourself to have a perfect life, to be free of all emotions, to be free of the thought, emotional world that you're living in. You love your thoughts and your emotions. I've told you over and over and over, and I'm black and slow, that thoughts and emotions are evil. You're never going to find any peace in them. And they're never going to work for you. All thoughtful people who think live in thoughts and emotions are losers. And they are working overtime to try to be a winner. I'm a winner, baby. No, you're not. And then you die. You leave your body. And you wake up in another dark thought, emotional world. And you're like, what the? It's up to you, though. No sweat off. It shouldn't bother any other person what you do with your life. If any other person get mad at you for what the way you live your life, that person is a vain, full of vanity, judgmental, evil person. What is it about you that makes you think you are so much better than someone else, you're going to judge their life? And who is worse, the life that you're judging in others or the judgee? Who is worse? I say the judgee, because you're of your father, the devil. You're evil. And the devil tells you that you're better, and you're not. God doesn't judge at all. You never knew God at all. It must be your fault. Amazing, huh? The life is there if you want it, right before your eyes, right in front of you. And all you have to do is step into it, but you won't. I watch the news once in a while, and all they ever do on both sides, liberals and conservative news, all they do is bitch about one another. That's all they do. Both sides bitching about how wrong the other side is. And the bitching side think that their side is real and better. Being a conservative doesn't make you better. It just gives you more of an ego. And being a liberal, Democrat or Republican, doesn't make you better than the other side. Have you ever noticed the thrill hate that both sides had? They'll read off the news report and then they'll bitch about it.
Wait. Who? Well, don't answer that.
No, I'm talking about on the news. Like,
not fake news.
No.
Fake news, never B words.
That's right. But I'm looking at.
Yeah, I have noticed that totally.
I look at the conservative news and they report about the liberal news.
Indeed.
And the liberal news report about the conservative news. Yep. They all saying the same thing and bitching about it and condemning each other. Like they're right. I'm like, what the? It's boring at times to see that too. And so I try to skip over the bitching part of it. When I saw a report this recently, where conservative news were bitching about the teachers' union. And so they reported where the teachers' union is supporting the Democrat Party. The teachers' union, this and that. And so they report the news, and once the soundbite goes off, they start bitching about it. I can't believe the what the teachers do. I can't believe the teachers doing this. They need to be in the classroom. They need to be doing this and doing that. And they're bitching. I'm like, don't you see you're no better than the bitch that you're bitching about? Do you see that? Am I?
Yes.
You see it?
Yeah.
It's boring, too.
And it, like, is.
It really is. Oh, it's just two sides bitching. I was talking with someone yesterday, and they were saying that they play a lot of sports, and they so after this, they go a rehearsal, you know, practice plan, and after practice, all the guys get together, and they go out, you know, kind of go to the bar, have a sandwich or something, and the conversation that he used to have with his friends, how come the music playing?
Because it's time for a break.
But the clock doesn't say it.
The clock is wrong.
I thought the clock was right. No, even the clock is wrong sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I got to take a break.
A broken clock is wrong most of the time.
I got it. 888-77, Jesse. Back in a moment. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Okay, welcome back. Quick announcement. The Hake Report is coming up, and James Hake is on fire from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after the Hake Report, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I had a very interesting conversation with Benjamin Krause. He's a veterans' rights advocate. Why is this?
Next time on The Fallen State.
What is a veterans' rights activist?
When we need health care and we need it now, that we're not caught in bureaucratic red tape that the prior administration jammed us up with.
All right.
Theodore Roosevelt said that a man willing to shed his blood for the country deserves a square deal after.
Yes.
You know, anyone that supports veterans becoming leaders in America, I'm on board, same team, you know.
Jesus. Does he obey you?
This was not what I expected, Jesse.
I think that, personally, I think that men who go off and fight in these wars, and whether they come back wounded or not, they should be taken care of. Because wars are not the answer anyway, and most of the time they are not necessary. It's just another state of, fallen state of human nature. And then you go off and fight in a war and you lose your body part and you come back and you can't work. And they won't even, I mean, it should just, oh, okay, here's a home, here's a job, you've earned this. But they don't make it easy for you. Can you believe that? They're rather given to folks who have not gone to war, and they're sitting up here getting free houses, free phones, or free everything. They haven't earned a thing. But anyway, check it out at 11 a.m. today. You can support the Fallen State by becoming a member on the YouTube channel on locals.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Today at 11 a.m. Pacific time, brand new episode of The Fallen State. And then after that, the American Anchor Baby after the Fallen State.tv. I guess I didn't say JesseLeePeterson.locals.com where you can become a member there. But the American Anchor Baby. right after the fallen state. Energy. You see how he made these amazing videos, right? And still run his own show. He worked for Bond, worked for the show, and still made the American Anchor Baby happen every day, almost every day. 99.9%. Check him out. Energy everywhere. You're going to love it if you haven't seen it yet. And then Sunday morning fellowship, all are invited. Doors open at 10:30. The meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And if you are running around, or you just can't be there, you can watch it live as it is happening by going to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. All right? Amazing. And thank you all for your support. Don't forget to like these videos. I want to get to President Trump talk last night, but I'm going to take some calls here. Let me go to Alice, a first-time caller out of Australia, heard around the world. Alice, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well. Happy White History Month, Alice.
Happy White History Month, Jesse.
Thank you.
Can we get the song?
I'm sorry?
I love the White History Month song.
White History Month. We gonna celebrate with my friends. Amazing. Go ahead.
It's amazing. I'm good. How are you?
Amazing.
Great. Well, I was calling in with my question today. Was there's a movie on? I'm up late at night. I've got a new baby in Melbourne.
You got a new baby?
Yeah, I got a new baby.
How new is the baby?
5 weeks old.
Right on. Congratulations. Is this your first?
It's my first baby, yes.
A boy or a girl?
It's a girl. She's a girl.
Beta dad.
Well, he's going to be so sad if I tell him that. But he sings
Real
to man my
made
daughter.
Boys first.
He sings to my daughter, though, if she crying, she lies. Whenever she crying. It's so funny.
Amazing.
Yeah. Well, they've got a movie on. I'm not going to say what it's called or anything like that tonight. And it's like one of those old tropes where it's like a black family. It's set in the 1950s and a black family moves into the white neighborhood and all the white people are shocked and horrified that a black family has moved in. And I just wanted to know, because I want you to tell me about the good old days, if that was true in the 1950s, was it really that big of a deal for white people to see black people in their neighborhoods? It just feels like such a Hollywood trope.
It is. It is. Now, what did happen is that when the so-called civil rights movement, all that started to happen, white people felt imposed upon. They were made, forced to accept other black people in their neighborhoods, in their businesses, and things like that. And anytime you force someone, anytime someone forced themselves on you into your life, you're going to rebel. You're going to fight against it. Had not that crazy civil rights movement happened and the government forced white people to let the blacks come in, it would have been different. They would have, for the most part, would have come together without fighting against it. But it was wrong the way that it happened. You can't force someone to love you. You have to, God doesn't even force you to love him. He tells you that if you do love me, you're going to have an amazing life, but he doesn't force it. And they force blacks on the white people, and the blacks that were participating in that got a thrill from imposing upon white people. So the battle was more about that than anything. It's not that the white people didn't want the blacks to just live with them, but it was imposed upon them. It was forced. But when they make these movies and things, they dramatize it, and they make it one-sided so that they can get the thrill from it. They want you mad. They want you divided so that they can use you for personal gain.
Hmm. Yeah, it definitely seems like that to me, because it just feels like in human nature, like I can't imagine that things these days are sort of like the way that humans are towards each other. Nobody cares, you know what I mean, about really what color your skin is if you're living your life and busy.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so it just seems to me that, I mean, obviously I hear you talk about it a lot. Jesse, I've been listening to you since 2016. I have wanted to call you so many times, but I always know what you would say if I were to call you with my issues. You'd say, are you doing the silent prayer?
And you say?
And I would say yes, but then you would say every morning and every night, and then I would have to say no.
Whoa.
I have had periods of my life where I've been very consistent with it, and it has changed my life. Like, it is amazing. Yeah, but I fall off. And when you were just talking about those stabs before, I was listening, and I was like, well, since I had the baby, that was the first time in a long time that I really started getting very, like, because I was so tired as well for the first few weeks, you know, but getting those stabs of anxiety and fear and things like that. So it's been tough to get back to the silent prayer, but I have been doing my best to make it a part of my day again, because I need it at the moment. I need it all the time, but I definitely, the feelings of overwhelm come back so quickly, you know?
Absolutely. When I recommend that you stay in the light. What people don't know, or maybe not realize, what the silent prayer does is it causes you to calm down and be aware of the darkness of the imagination, thought, all thoughts are lie. But it brings you into the light. By being aware, you're in the light. And in the light, there's nothing but amazing life, right? And you got to stay in the light. The darkness, the thoughts and emotions, the imagination doesn't want you to stay in the light. It wants you in the darkness so it can live off you. And I don't understand, though I do understand why it happens, but I don't understand, and yet I do understand, but for conversation purposes, how can you be in the light and you know that it's amazing, my life is not the same anymore, you say, but yet you let something convince you to go back into the darkness? Hey, you don't need to do the silent prayer. You don't need to be in the light. It's just amazing to me that people won't stay in the light.
Oh, Jesse, I remember a few years ago, I had like such terrible anxiety, and it was like I heard your voice. I was like, it was like, just stop identifying with it. And I just snapped out of it.
Right on.
And it was, and basically from that moment on, I felt that I had overcome anxiety. Like, if it did creep back on me, I would be able to say, hey, you're just having a thought. You know what I mean? This isn't even happening to you.
That's right.
You just lost it. Yeah. So the way that you explain it is just so, so simple, so direct, and I'm so grateful for your message.
Well, you stay with it and stay with it. Now that you have the new baby and the fear comes and stuff like that, all you gotta do, Alice, is just be aware of the thought of fear. Just be aware and do nothing about it. Don't try to make it go away yourself. Just be aware. And if you're just aware, the healing of that will come. And the healing is what's going to give you real life. It will take away the darkness. And then you will get to the point, if you stay with it, that you will have no more darkness, meaning you will have no more fears, no more worries, no more jealousy. You will lay down your weapon and not fight with the thoughts in your head or with the devil and other people. You will stop the fight. There will be no more fight. But you got to stay with it and let the light work for you.
That will be amazing. I'm going to go back to doing a silent prayer.
Yeah, just be
every night, Jesse.
At all times, you got to be aware of the stabs, emotional stabs about the past or the future or about the baby and about this and about that. Just be aware of the stabs, and the awareness is what is the healing of it.
Yep. I know, because I know even just with that, like, I am aware that the stabs, when they come and stuff, I'm like, this is fear, you know?
Yes.
You're afraid, and you don't need to be. But, yeah, it's like, it is hard, it's hard to stay conscious. That's why, I don't know, I love, yeah.
And then, and I understand what you mean by hard, but what it is, you're so accustomed, and we all are until we start to overcome it. We're so accustomed to living in our thoughts, thinking that they're real. And so we've been living that way for a long time since we were traumatized as children. And no one told us, hey, those thoughts are not real. Those emotions are not real. So we identify with them. And then now that you're waking up to it, you're going to find yourself going in and out 1,000 times a day. But if it takes 1,000 times a day to go in and out, just go in and out. Just come back to being aware of where you are, what you're doing. And eventually that will all change.
Jesse, that's, like, amazing. And it makes me also think just that I've noticed about myself since becoming a mother, and I really love the father, like, my husband, the father of my baby.
Right,
and I've really been relying on him so much, and I have really noticed how patient he is with my daughter, how, like, every time that I feel overwhelmed or I can just see everything that you say is true about the mothers, like that the love comes from the father.
Yes.
When he loves me, that means that I have patience and joy to be with my daughter. And without that, it's really difficult to find, it's really easy, not difficult to find, like, I love my daughter, but it's really easy to feel overwhelmed by her crying or from feeling so tired and things like that. So I just, I feel like that stuff about, just becoming the mother, I can see how easy it is to lose your temper. Not that I've done that yet, but I'm just very aware of, because I've been listening to you for so long about, what to be careful of going into motherhood, how I don't want to destroy my daughter. And so grateful for the father of my child, and to let him, help me and guide me.
If you catch those thoughts before you, let's say you're tired from, this is all new to you, having the baby doing things, and the baby crying all night, you got to get up and get the baby. Catch those thoughts, those stabs before you go to the baby. And if you catch them and don't react to them, then you're going to deal with the baby with perfect love, and the baby will be fine.
Okay.
Because it's the thoughts telling you, oh, Lord, I'm tired. Why don't you shut up, baby? Go to sleep. It's just a thought. And if you didn't react to the thought but caught the thought, the stab, you will not operate at all out of you without love. You will have love, and you'll be able to deal with the baby, go back to sleep like a baby. You'll sleep like a baby, and it wouldn't bother you at all.
Yeah.
So catch the thought,
thank you,
catch the thrills.
Yeah, I love that. I will. I feel like this is really timely that I got to have a talk to you today. I feel like we're just coming out of, like, a really intense period with the baby waking up every 2 hours.
So hurry up and get ready. Tell your husband, make another baby.
Make another baby.
All right, Alice.
I'll let him know.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesse.
It's good talking to you, all right?
Good talking to you, too. Love you, Jesse.
Love you, too. Amazing. Take care. Amazing.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Amazing. Let me go to Jerome. Out of Jerome. Hi, Jerome. Out of Jerome. What does that mean? Jerome out of New Jersey. He made an error, typo error. Jerome, happy White History Month. You're on the air.
How are you, Jesse?
All is well, Jerome. Happy White History Month.
Okay. So I was calling about...
okay. You're not going to wish me Happy White History Month?
No.
You're not? Why not?
We had this conversation, me and you, last year during White History Month. Just, or quarter,
last
but there's
year?
No such thing. Yeah, well, there's no such thing as White History Month.
Yes, it is. This is night year of it.
Yeah, but it's not real.
It is real. Is Black History Month real?
Well, I'm talking about White History Month. It's not real.
Is Black History Month real?
Why are you bringing up Black History Month when we're talking about this?
Because I want to know if you think that's real.
It is, because that's it's federally recognized.
So how can that be real, but White History Month can't be real? What the?
There are no two ways connected, Jesse.
Amazing. Well, whatever. Happy White History anyway. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I was, speaking to blacks and all that good stuff, I was calling about the Nolan Wells situation with the missing boy.
The
Nolan Wells.
Who is that?
The black boy that went missing in Mississippi with the white kids.
Benjamin
Crump.
I got you.
Yeah, him.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was, I was watching your show, and I see that, the way that you're talking about the situation, and even in your intro today, you had a clip of his parents, in the clip, making fun or making light of them,
That's Nick's fault. I didn't do that.
Yeah, it's your
that's
show,
That's
the Jesse.
Anchor Baby. He did that.
It's your show. It got your name on it, Jesse. You got to bear the
brunt. I know, but don't blame me.
Okay. Do you approve of it or no?
I just saw it this morning.
Do you approve of it?
I saw it for the first time when you saw it. Yeah, it was funny. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
So you exactly terrible. Just terrible.
How that? What do you mean that's terrible?
Well, I'm getting to it now, Jesse.
Okay.
So you talking about these people and these people just lost a child, and you're talking about them in this way, and I want to know, what makes you speak about this situation like that when these people, they just had a very traumatic incident happen. How can you even speak about them like that?
I don't understand that question. What do you mean?
Well, first of all, you're making light of this situation. You just said the clip was funny, which is a terrible thing.
You didn't think it was funny?
You think it's funny for somebody to lose a child?
No, I'm talking about the clip itself. Was that funny?
But they lost a child. That's the only reason they're in the news right now. That's the only reason that you posted the clip. They lost their son. There's nothing funny about that in any world.
But how should I be speaking about it? How am I not? When I mention it or talk about it, what am I doing wrong in speaking about it?
Well, first, why is it that anytime something happens to a white person by a black person, you automatically go to race? Oh, white people, y'all are under attack in this country.
You're jumping to something else. Is this time to stop? I need that clock. I can't. At least the clock let me know I'm close to it. Jerome, can you hold for me, Jerome?
Sure.
Yeah, let me take a... I think I'm at a break right now. Hold on, Jerome. Two more hours ago, the hate news, not the fake news, is coming. I'll be right back for Open Line Friday.
Thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free, just like that, at an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
There's some serious mess going on in this here world. Am I right or am I right? I'm right. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Express Yourself Friday, y'all. Hang tight, callers, including Jerome from New Jersey, who will hang over from the end of the first hour into the second hour. There is one line open. You can call in if you're not on hold already, if you haven't already gotten on air with JLP today. You can call in young or old from around the world, even Australia or New Zealand or China, beautiful China, or anywhere else. 888-77-JESSE, 1-888-775-3773, and put a 00 in front of it if you're calling from overseas, 001. All right, that's the USA country code usually, I think. Anyway, it is hate news, not fake news. As you guys know, there was a groundbreaking mission several years ago, well, that achieved its objective several years ago, I guess, exploring Pluto. It didn't land on Pluto. It flew by Pluto and took pictures. Pluto, you know, not the dog or whatever that thing is. Not the Disney character, but the planet, or wannabe planet, or midget planet. I forget what type of planet it is. Shout out, little people. And also distant solar system objects, this thing. NASA, which does not mean lies, NASA's New Horizon spacecraft, New Horizons spacecraft, went into hibernation. Like, you know how a computer goes to sleep? I guess that's how this thing went to sleep. And it's finally woken up. It's awake now. And is nearly 6 billion miles from Earth. If the mission lasts beyond 2029, the spacecraft's current trajectory will likely take it into interstellar space, meaning into the solar systems of other stars, if you will. Right? Nice. That's according to CNN, which is not always fake news, although it is very fake, but it's not always false. Anyway, Trump had a national address, and I heard that the mainstream media refused to air it because they're liberals. Shout out. In a primetime speech Thursday night, last night, President Donald J. Trump, our greatest, you may disagree, okay? He alleged that America's election systems are vulnerable. The documents released largely discuss vulnerabilities that have been known for years, according to a Commie Nonsense Network review. So it has been a problem for a long time, perhaps, I guess, or a potential problem anyway. Trump also highlighted his economic agenda and immigration policies, but barely mentioned the war with Iran. Because that doesn't really affect Americans. We already kind of know. We already kind of know the prices are high right now for the gas or whatever. And that's about all that it affects Americans, except for the dozen or 15 or so Americans who did die. Many have been injured, but hey, that's the way the ball bounces. By the way, speaking of the veterans and military, check out the Fallen State TV happening today right after the Hake Report. All right, right before American Anchor Baby, the Fallen State has a veterans advocate type of a guy. Very nice. There have been deaths, speaking of people getting hurt, in Texas. At least two, maybe more, have died. More than 230 water rescues carried out as southern Texas was again pounded by heavy rain. Overnight into this morning, parts of Texas Hill Country endured a year's worth of rain in just 3 days. Wow. The flooding is hitting an area still struggling with the emotional and physical scars. They need to be listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Many Texans do. Shout out, Texas. Of last July's deadly flash flooding. Remember those girls? You know, the camp counselors and camp girls and many others. They died with that other flood. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2.
had to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, are you violating God's laws? Are you violating God's laws? Have you ever wondered that? Am I violating God's law? In the beginning, there was the law. There was God, and God was the law, and the law was made flesh. Are you violating those laws? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show, JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just got to run around, but you still, you know you can podcast, but you still can listen on your phone by calling the Listen Line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. And Friday's getting off your chest day. Fridays is and will always be Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Is a man who is willing to take care of you, the kids, and the household, but has no ambition worth staying with.
Oh, what fresh hell is this?
When you say take care of, what do you mean?
He pays all the bills. He take care of the kids. He step in.
How he do that with no ambition?
It doesn't matter if it's good form or not. They don't want to be led.
Do you think that race may be involved in what happened to your son?
So emotional.
I don't want to believe it is, but unfortunately, there's patterns.
You know how many black folks get murdered in the U.S. a year? Around like 20,000.
Right.
That's 50%.
Of America's crime, violent crime.
Pattern recognition.
Growing louder. Our community cannot stand for this!
Araujo's son, not backing down.
And I will continue to keep fighting for him.
They need to send them, when they collect the illegal aliens, and send them over there with them. Amazing. Send them home. And that black guy mentioned how many black people have been killed, and the other guy said American crime or something like that. But what they don't tell you is that, according to the FBI and the CDC report, 220,000, I think. I may be off the number there. Between 2024 and right now, 2026, I believe it was 220,000 blacks were killed. 200. Oh, that guy was saying black crime out of control. Oh, nice. He was talking about black crime. And 220,000, according to the report, black people, homicide was committed by blacks. White people had nothing to do with it at all, not according to the report. According to the FBI data and CDC mortality record, 90% of black male homicide victims across the United States were killed by black men, with over 22,000 killings since the start of 2024, with zero attributed to white supremacy. Isn't that amazing? But anyway, a spiritual battle has nothing to do with color. Let me go quickly back to Jerome out of New Jersey. I had to put him on hold there. And Jerome, you're concerned about the way I report on Nolan, I forgot his last name, but you're concerned about the way I report on his death, right?
Yes.
And how do I report and how should I report it?
Well, for one, I think my biggest issue with this whole situation and the way that you do speak about Nolan Wells, his last name is Wells, I think the biggest issue with this is anytime something happens to a white person done by a bunch of black people, you instantly go to the white people under attack in America, and it's a race war. The blacks want you dead, and white people, y'all need to fight back. But anytime something happens to a black person by a bunch of white people, it's never the same thing. Black people, why do y'all have to bring in race? And this has nothing to do with color. This is just, you don't know. You need to wait for all the information to come out. Why don't you treat the situations the same?
Give me an example of something that happened to a black person by white people.
This one right here, Nolan Wells.
But what do you mean by that? What do you mean by
that? Oh, okay. You know,
Do you know what happened yet?
No, but neither do you. So, that's why I'm wondering why you're talking about it like
this. Stay with me for a minute. You don't
know. I am. I'm with you. Go ahead.
You don't know what happened yet, right?
More details are coming out. So, yeah, we're still
Do you know what happened?
Yeah. I mean, starting to get there.
What happened?
Well, I'm not sure yet. That's why I'm saying
so
I don't know.
So then why do you say something happened to a black person by white people?
No, did you hear what I just said? I said that before the details even come out.
No, you said Nolan case, though. Why do you say something happened to a black person?
I did not say that.
You did say that.
I did not say that. No, I said that when something happened, listen, I'll restate it quickly. When something happens to a white person by black people, before the details even come out, you start attributing it to race.
And then I asked you to give me an example of something happening to black people by white people, and you said Nolan Wells. And then I asked, do you know what happened to Nolan Wells? And because you said something happened to a black people by white people. Nolan Wells is not a good example because you don't know what happened yet.
So we could talk about Carmelo Anthony.
No, stay with me with that first. Is that true? You don't know what happened yet.
Yeah, and I never claimed to know. I don't know.
So you don't know if something happened to Nolan.
I know Nolan by
white people, right?
I know. I just said that. You keep on saying that. I'm saying that I know.
Because I asked you to give me an example of something that happened to black people by white people.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, okay, so Carmelo Anthony then.
Who?
The black guy that was getting bullied and he was defending himself from those two white kids on the track field and he stabbed one of them.
Oh, that black guy that was accused of going over to the white guy's tent. And then, according to a report, they said, you can't be here. And according to a report, he stabbed them with a knife and killed him? You're talking about that?
Yeah, that's the situation I'm talking about.
But that black boy was black, and he did that to white, according to a report, he did that to white people. I ask you to give me an example of something that white people are doing to the blacks.
I mean, even if you just want to talk about every single day in the media, but white people are getting so much more outspoken with their hatred towards black people.
You're not giving me any example, anything that the white people have done to the blacks or black. White people have done to a black. This example you gave me in Texas, the black guy was accused of doing it to the white people. Give me something that white people are doing to the blacks.
You're not understanding what I'm saying, Jesse.
I want to understand this, and I appreciate your call because I listen closely in case I'm missing something. I'm not assuming that you're wrong, but I'm asking, for example, give me an example of something that the white people are doing to the blacks.
Jesse, you are missing. So I'm glad you said that. So let me just restate it for you. I'm not saying that, I just want you to listen for a second. I'm not saying that the white people did anything to this guy, Nolan Wells. I'm not convicting them for that. I'm saying that why are you talking about this situation and the way that you're speaking about it? Let me read.
What's wrong with the way I'm speaking about it?
First of all, again, the way that you're talking and you're saying, you're making fun of, I mean, you're laughing at his parents is, like, how could you even, as a man of God?
I was laughing at the video that the anchor made me bang. I wasn't laughing at anyone in particular. I was laughing at, because right after they showed the parents, and they showed this guy saying, I forgot what he said. What a mess, or what about to happen, what the hell, or something like that. I was laughing about that.
Yeah, but even when you were talking about the situation in the week earlier, like the way
but,
that you're talking
but
about.
But because of time, give me an example of something that the white people are doing to the blacks.
You're not listening. I can't. Because you, for some reason, you keep on saying things that I'm not saying. I don't know what you're talking about.
What do you think? You do. You said that I forgot. I mean, you said so much right now. I forgot how you put it. I don't want to misquote you. But you said that I talk about what black people do to the whites, but I don't say what the white people are doing to the black, but you can't give me an example of what the white people are doing to the blacks. You don't have any example.
Yeah, because you don't understand why, I mean, you keep on messing it up. It's fine. I don't have to because we're not going to get any place. Me and you go through this for some reason every single time I call
know,
you.
But do you find that amazing that you can't give me one example of what the whites doing to the black, but there are truckloads of examples. Because every example you gave so far, it was the black doing it to the white. Let me ask, but you can't give one example of what the white's doing to the black. That's amazing. Let me ask, what do you think about this Nolan guy, parents, or at least the mother, trying to make it a race issue? It appears that she's trying to turn it into a race issue by her and being that Ben guy. What do you think about that?
Are you asking about Benjamin Crump or his mom? I'm sorry.
What do you think
Crump?
About Nolan's mother playing the race car issue by hiring a person like Ben Crump?
I mean, I think it's the natural place that everybody's mind went to. You have one black kid and a sea of white kids, and he turns up missing.
Everybody's mind didn't go to that. A lot of people's mind did not go to that.
Yeah, everybody did.
No.
Everyone did.
No.
We all know what this is. I mean, we've seen this in Mississippi. A black kid comes up dead when he was with a group of white people. Everybody's
that's not the question. So you're okay with this woman trying to turn it into a race issue?
I think she's just trying to get an answer for her son's death. I'm not sure if she made it about race.
Are you okay with her trying to turn it into a race issue?
I don't know that you're saying that. I'm not sure that she did. It may be one. How do you know it's not?
No, I'm not saying it's not. I'm having a way to see about it, but I'm asking, are you okay with her appears to be turning into a race issue? Are you okay with that?
You're saying it looks like it. You have no proof that that's what she's trying to do. All she did, now I get it. This guy, Benjamin Crump, has a history with this kind of stuff.
Right.
So yes, maybe that is
Are you
what
okay
she's
with
doing.
That of all the lawyers on the planet, she went and got Ben Crump and brought in Eric Shopton. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I mean, I look at them no differently from you.
What do you think about her bringing in Ben Crump? And does it look like she's trying to turn it into a race issue?
Um, Yeah, I think she has a right to do that. You know,
she has America, a right to turn into a race issue.
You have the right to choose any type of representation from whoever you want. That's a right as an American citizen. And if she may not be, but I don't think she's trying to, but if this does have to do with race, then he's the guy for it.
So she has a right to turn into a race issue?
I keep on answering your question, and you keep on repeating yourself.
In the Anchor Baby opening there, she gave credence to the race issue. Are you okay with her turning into a race issue?
She did, that clip was 5 seconds, Jesse. That's out of context. I can't say whether she did
play
or not.
Play that clip over. Can we play it? Listen closely.
Okay.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
Trying to speed it up a bit.
How he do that with no ambition?
It doesn't matter if it's good for him or not. They don't want to be led.
Do you think that race may be involved in what happened to your son?
So emotional.
I don't want to believe it is, but unfortunately, there's patterns.
You know how many black folks getting murdered in
see
the
there?
U.S.?
What do you think about
around
that?
Like 20,000.
Stopping.
Right.
What do you think about that?
The clip is still okay. The clip is off now. Yeah, she says she doesn't want to believe, but sometimes there are patterns. We have seen
she
cases.
She said
like
there
this
are patterns. What do you think about her saying that? And if, as far as I know, anyone knows, she doesn't know what happened yet. According to the report, what do you think about she even think in her mind that it's a race issue?
She doesn't. She just said she doesn't want to believe that.
But
there
she
is.
Does.
She doesn't want to believe that.
But she said there's a pattern.
Is that wrong to say that?
What does a pattern mean to you? What does a pattern mean to you?
We've seen it before.
Where?
In other cases.
Where?
In across the country.
Where?
In America.
Where?
I just told you, Jesse.
Give me an example of another race issue where white people did something to the blacks.
There was a black woman that had went over to the sleepover with like six of her white friends, and she found her body like thrown over the balcony. And this is the case that everybody was.
Let me ask you one more time, Jerome. Where's the pattern?
White
people doing
you.
Something
you
to black people.
You keep on asking me the same question, and when I give you an answer, you're not accepting.
That I don't. I have no idea what you're talking about. And
see,
then
so
if,
when I give
if
you an
that
answer,
happened,
oh, there we go.
And if that happened, I'm not even aware of it. But if it did, that was just one incident. Give me a pattern of white people doing something to the blacks.
So you want me to sit here and listen? Case after case after case after case, just so you can say that you don't know if that happened or not.
And I'm being told, and I don't know because I don't remember knowing about the story that you just mentioned, but I'm being told that there was no proof about that woman either this, from the incident you just mentioned. There was no proof of that, that was true.
You don't even know about the case.
No, but my some of my the people that work for me know about it. At least they're familiar with it, and they're telling me that there was no proof about that either.
You're just taking what somebody told you. Did you even fact check it?
That's all you're doing.
No, I'm listening. I know about the case.
What was the proof that the white people did it?
I never said that they did it, Jesse.
But then where's the pattern?
I didn't say that. She said it. You should call her. You
do
should
you
have
believe
her
when she said there's a pattern that white people doing things to black people?
I don't know, Jesse. I'm just sitting here. I'm waiting on the verdict.
No, it's not like you've already made a mark. You said
no,
that.
You
she
asked
said
me
that I can't
word.
Believe. But there's a pattern. There's no pattern. But you're wrong.
Great. But
I gotta.
Wait. I just have one last quick question.
Okay.
What is now? I want to know what your problem is with Benjamin Crump, Al Sharpton. I think there were some other people, maybe Colin Kaepernick and somebody else, a whole group, whatever. What's your problem with them? Because if
Nothing.
You ask me,
I have no problem with them at all. I have no problem with them at all. Zero.
So why'd you call them buzzards?
What?
You called them buzzards. You said the buzzards are circling.
Oh, it reminded me of when I lived in Alabama, and we used to raise cows. And when a cow dies out there in the pasture, for some reason the buzzards smell or sense the odor. They come from all around. And so when so-called black-on-white issue happened white-on-black issue, quote-unquote, happens, these people come in like buzzards. You don't hear them coming in or see them coming in when it's black-on-black killing or black-on-black crime. You don't hear from them at all. And they only do it when they think that there's a white-on-a-black situation. That makes sense?
Yeah, it sounds like so. You do have an opinion about them.
No.
Yeah, that sounds like it. You just
no. I said that we only hear from them when it's a so-called black on white issue. I mean, white on black issue. But they don't care about in their action. They don't care about what the black 22,000, according to a report, black people committed homicide against other blacks, but. You don't hear anything about them. They don't come in like buzzard about that at all. My last question for you, why don't they love the blacks when it's black-on-black violence?
They do. Them
then
and
why
other
they
people
don't
talk
do anything,
about these
why don't they come
time.
In and do something about that?
They do. They talk about these issues all the time.
No,
I
they
don't. You always say that.
That's
you
not true.
That black people,
they do
don't
nothing
talk about
it.
Black-on-black homicide. They talk about it all the time.
No, they don't.
You can't stop. They can't stop it, Jesse. They're not the ones killing these people. I don't know.
Then
what
why they try to
stop
it when they think there's an incident with a white or black? Why are they trying to do that?
They're not trying to stop. The person is already dead. They can't stop it. They're just coming in for defense. At this point. What are you talking about?
You're wrong. I got to run, man. I appreciate it, though. Call, and happy White History, even if you don't like it. Call me again.
Yeah, whatever.
Do you love white people?
No.
Do you love black people?
No.
You don't love nobody?
I love family, friends. That's about it.
But how can you love some and not all?
Because I love certain people and I don't love others.
Oh. Amazing. Thank you, Jerome.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. Whatever. What the? Super. Super, super, super. He's running in. Super chat.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Over on Jesse Lee Peterson YouTube, Nikki313X. Welcome, new Jesse Lee Peterson YouTube member.
Right on. Thank you, Nikki. I appreciate it. That's amazing.
Commander Kim, good morning, Patriots.
Good morning.
Did you call your state representatives this morning and demand that they pass the Save America Act? American flag emojis.
I thought they had done that.
You kidding me? Of course they haven't done it.
Which would you prefer to have them do? Save the American Act or keep the time zone where it is?
Man, that's a huge question. Save America Act.
Rather than changing the time?
Yeah, I would like to go to standard time.
Is this what we end right now?
No, we're on daylight time.
I like daylight time.
You like it now, but what if you go visit like Washington State and it doesn't get light until like almost 9 a.m.?
And?
That's
and
ridiculous.
Then it stays dark long time.
It'll just, instead of sun setting at 4:45 p.m.
I mean, it'll stay daylight, it'll be longer.
It won't be longer, it'll just be later.
Right.
Meaning it'll still be dark at like 7 in the morning.
And so you'd rather have pass the Save Act than pass the act of not turning the clock back.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah, the Save America Act is more important for
the sake of the country. Did you call your representative?
I don't disclose.
That means no.
That doesn't mean a no. That means I don't. Anyway, Pastor Chatelet, thank you, Commander Kim.
Thank you, Kim. Commander Kim.
Yeah. Pastor Chatelet, 5 subscriptions to Jesse Lee Peterson on Rumble.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for your support. I really appreciate it.
Leo G says, reminder to hold your wallet. Have a great weekend, JLP and crew.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Bald City gifted the cookie on pilled.net. Jesse's got Hake sweating like an American anchor baby.
What a mess.
Lori.
Thank you.
Lori B says, happy birthday, James Hake.
Happy birthday. Today is your birthday, huh?
Yeah, it's actually my birthday.
Your real birthday.
This is not like year-round celebration.
Will we have to celebrate it? Derek, come here for a minute. Will we have to celebrate it all year?
No.
So we're just going to have one day?
Yes.
And so, in that case, Hank, this song is for you. Happy birthday to you. How come you stopped it?
Because it's copyright.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm. What do you think? It's Stevie Wonder.
We've been playing all these years. I ain't never got no copyright.
That's so obvious Stevie Wonder could see it.
Happy birthday to you.
He's turned on his mic.
I thought we couldn't play it.
Happy birthday. Well, it'll just be copyright.
I'll just sing it.
Happy birthday. They'll cut it out.
That little bit is good.
What a mess. So let's do it all over. Today is Hake's birthday. A birthday in July. White History Month. So Derek is here, my producer. And hey, this song is for you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Hake.
Thank you, guys.
Amazing. Nice.
Much appreciated. Much obliged.
No applause.
Yeah, no applause.
I'm sorry about all the mess up here this morning.
Oh, you're fine. I wouldn't have it any other way. It's part of the charm.
Oh, well, happy
That's
birthday.
That's what I say.
And so...
It's millennial charm.
Right on. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And so... Anything you want to say about your birthday?
I became a boomer today. I turned 45 today.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Now I have to wear a hat.
Are you going to get Social Security now?
Can I?
I think you have to be 50.
I think you have to be 55.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know. Maybe they raise the age even higher than that.
So, does it seem as though you're, 40 what?
45.
Do you seem 45 or do you feel younger? Seem younger?
No, I seem right about 45.
And why?
Because I aged 10 years in 1 year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you stressed?
I must be.
Well, happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you.
And why you only celebrate it one day now instead of the whole year?
Because I'm grown, and at some point ought to grow up a little.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Don't agree with me like that. Why are you laughing?
That makes sense.
It's right.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you, and shout out Lori B.
Thank you, Lori B.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Derek.
Thank you, guys. Commander Kim says, blacks are so R-worded, as in slow. Didn't say slow. For example, if something bad whites did to blacks, and they tell you about how Carmelo Anthony stabbed and killed an unarmed white. What a mess.
I got to take a quick break. Thank you.
We'll read the rest later, y'all.
Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. A celebration. Hate's birthday. Announcement. You've heard a lot of talk about our counseling services. We have the best counseling service on the planet. And family, individual, and in-house, by phone, Skype, or walk-in, I mean, not walk-in, but in-house, anywhere around the world. All right? And they are amazing. Not that I'm bragging. I'm just telling you, they work. If you really, really want to be free, they will work. Go to, if you like an appointment, and be patient because I am booked. But if one open happens between the time you make the appointment and before your date, they'll let you know. All right? Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-BARN, 800-411-2663 to make an appointment. And make sure you support us. Make a donation to what we're doing, the nonprofit. And it's a 501c3. We've been around 36, 37 years, somewhere in there. And we're rebuilding the family by rebuilding a man. Go to, I know they won't put this. Okay, you can write a check, a money order, send it to Bond, and send it to P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. 35090, L.A., California, 90035. If you missed that, you can make your donation by calling Bond, or if you need the information to send a donation, call 800-411-2663, 800-411-BOND. Or you can scan the QR code to support Bond, or go to jlptalk.com, jlptalk.com. And I appreciate your support. It is a 501c3, all right? And thank you all in advance. I definitely appreciate it. And thank you to those who are already donating. I do appreciate it. Don't forget to like these videos. Like the videos. Let me go to Gene out of Georgia. Georgia, oh my, my. Gene, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey,
how
Gene.
Are you?
All is well. Happy White History Month.
Well, thank you. Same to you.
Right on.
It's really great talking with you. This is not my first time calling.
It's not?
No, it's not my first
okay.
time calling. You,
right on.
I called a while back. You may remember me. I was the one that started out as a spiritual wife, a spiritual marriage, and ended up a roommate.
Amazing.
And you really gave me some amazing advice. You told me, well, you basically said, get out of there. You know, why are you there? Why would you stay in a situation like that? And so that really gave me the courage to just get up and get out of there. And it's the best decision that I ever made.
Right on. Amazing.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it was, I started doing the silent prayer, and I just went silent. I know it's called the silent prayer, but I stopped talking. I stopped asking questions. I stopped arguing, and things just kind of unfolded and took their place. And, you know, God, I just felt like God just picked me up and got me out of there.
That's what will happen when you give up, when you stop
yeah.
fighting with the imagination, the thoughts, and when you stop
mm-hmm.
fighting with others. There's
yeah.
never, ever a reason to fight for anything. There's never, ever a reason to be angry about anything with anyone or yourself. So right on, Gene.
That is so true. Because the moment I did, it's like things just started taking its course.
Yes.
When I gave up and just, you know, let go of it and started praying, you know, doing the silent prayer, things just took their course. And the strongest decision I ever made, I mean, it really changed my life.
Well, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. You haven't seen anything yet.
Thank you so much. And also, you had asked me a question that I have not been able to answer. I wasn't able to answer it then, and I know some other people also call, and they're not able to answer it, but you asked the question, who am I?
Right.
And I still am not able to answer it.
Beautiful. And why can't you answer it?
Well, because I find myself saying my name, what I do for a living. I'm a mother, I'm this, I'm that, but never really getting to the bottom of who I actually am. I don't know. I guess I just don't know.
That's the fact that you know that you don't know, and now you're discovering who you're not. You're not your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
You're not your emotions. You're not your body, you're not your past or your future, you're not this or that. When you really allow yourself to overcome the illusion of all those things, you will come to know, you will remember exactly who you are. And so don't let the devil tell you you're this or that, and you will come to know who you are. And it'll be amazing.
Amazing.
And you're going to remember because before you were traumatized, you knew who you were.
Mm.
And so once you was traumatized by your mother, and you forgot who you were and you woke up to a false self. And so now if you stay with it, you're overcoming that false self and you will know who you are.
Wow. Well, I'll certainly look forward to that, Ben. That helps me a lot because I definitely know who I'm not.
Right on. Well, stay with it, stay with it, just stay with it. And don't let anyone or anything, including your own, those thoughts in your head, talk you out of not staying with it. It is working. The light, God, the truth, is the law is with you, and it is working.
Thank you, Jesse. Thank you so much for everything that you do. You know, you have been really a game changer in my life, and I really appreciate what you do.
You're welcome, and you stay with it.
Okay.
All right, Jay. Bye now. Amazing. You got to just stay with it. Connor out of Michigan. Connor, you are on the air.
Hey, Uncle Jesse, how's it going?
All is well, sir. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month.
Amazing.
Hey, I got to ask you a question about forgiveness. Actually, before I ask you, though, I just got to say, I moved out of my dad's house recently, and I had to go back and live with him for like a year and be like a beta male. And your show and your mindset helped me get through the whole thing. And if there's anyone out there listening, if you just stick with it, whatever situation you're in, the light's going to guide you out.
Yep. You see your way out of that situation. You cannot think your way out of any situation. You have to see your way out. And once you see your way out, it's done.
Absolutely. So I did forgive both my parents, and when I forgave my mom, she was really like apologetic, and she, I think she definitely like understood. But like when I forgave my dad, he just like sat there with like a blank stare, and it kind of bothered me because my dad was like a part-time dad growing up in my life. Like I didn't see him much besides like every other weekend. And he's kind of like a 60-year-old, like, pothead still. And I know I'm just judging him and I shouldn't be, like, overthinking it. But I don't know, like, do you have anything else that would help me? Because I know it's probably on me, but, like, I already went and forgave him. Like, would anything else you recommend me do?
When you're tempted by those thoughts to judge your father, let them pass. Because evil want you to judge your father so that you won't have love, and evil want to stay with you. So just resist the thought. Don't believe them when they tell you that you still resent your father.
Right, but are you okay that he's like a pothead too and he's like 60 years old?
Yep, and you should be okay with that too. You're not okay with that.
Not really.
And why not? How old are you?
I'm 35.
Oh, and why are you not okay with your father being a 60-year-old pothead, according to you?
Well, honestly, it's because my grandpa was really successful. I think, like, their generation just really did things right. And, like, they had a lake house. He had a bunch of money, had a big family. And, like, it just kind of bothers me that my dad didn't use his situation to, like, do better than just being, like, a pothead in life.
Why does that bother you? Why doesn't your father have the right to live the life that he want to live? And who are you? What's so great about your life that you're judging your father's life?
I don't have a good answer for that.
And why not?
I mean, because you're right that I resent my dad, and like I'm judging him, and I mean it's all those things that you always talk about everyone else with, to be honest, but I just can't seem to let it go. I don't know.
You know, your life is no better. As a matter of fact, you're worse than your father, because instead of loving him and having understanding that his mother screwed him up. His father wasn't there to protect him from the mother. And your father is going through exactly what you are overcoming. And for you to judge him based on material things or he smoked pot or not, then you have no love. God doesn't judge him. What give you the right to judge him? And you're basing it on material things.
That's true. That's true. Jesse, I'm over here in Michigan right now, and it's like we live in like India. There's smoke everywhere. We got people that are dealing with this Taco Bell lettuce sickness thing, and it's exactly like India, and I think it's because they let all these people into Dearborn, Michigan.
I know someone called yesterday. I can't remember who it was, and that smoke situation was happening in their town too. And at the time, I didn't know there was a major fire going on in Canada. And so that smoke, according to reports, is coming from this fire that's happening in Canada right now.
Yeah. Do you think we should like go to war with them or do something about it? Like,
no.
they shouldn't be allowed to do this.
They're from what I can tell, they're trying to put the fire out. And I guess Canada is so close to that part of America, the smoke is just coming over into your country, into your town as well. That was from northern Minnesota.
There's also fires in northern Minnesota, apparently.
I also heard there's in New York, too, I think.
I hadn't heard, but maybe.
Yeah, I believe the smoke is in New York. But because of time, Nolan, I mean,
Connor,
my bad. What gave you the right to judge your father, and why don't you show him the love that God is showing you? If you're forgiving your mother and everything, why don't you show that same love to your father by not resenting him?
Well, honestly, Jesse, too, it's because I think he raised me. Like, when he was parenting me, he had so much anger in him, and it just rubbed off on me. And it's like, now it's all on me to forgive everyone and be the good guy and be the godly one. And it just feels like it's all on me, kind of, to do everything.
But it's all on you. Who are responsible for you now, your father or your mother?
Neither.
And when you say it's all on you, what does that mean?
Well, because I'm getting closer to God by, you know, doing the silent prayer and, you know, just doing everything right, I just feel like it, doing the right thing. Like, when I see my parents not doing the right thing, I, it just, like, I, excuse me, I don't know. This smoke's killing me. No, I'm just kidding. But, no, I just feel like I'm doing everything right. I wish they could. I don't know.
Why? Who are responsible for you?
Me. I'm responsible for me.
And so when you forgive, who is that for?
For me.
So why are you looking at what they're doing or not doing instead of just keeping your eyes on you and living your life?
It's because I'm judging them. I'm doing the wrong thing by judging them.
Right. So on one hand, you said you went and forgave, and on the other hand, you're still judging, which means you have not forgiven.
Do you think I have to go and forgive again then?
Well, let me ask this first. Do you think you're right for being angry at your parents?
I want to say yes,
and
but
why
the
do you
real
think
answer is...
I'm sorry?
Well, because I didn't have a normal family growing up.
No one did.
Like, I came... Well, not everyone comes from a broken family, so you can't say no one did.
No one had a normal bringing up. Nobody.
Well, nobody?
Nobody.
Not even people that had both their parents, like all the way till they were 18 or whatever?
Not even people that had both their parents.
Everyone screwed up then.
Everyone. Even your
all right,
parent,
that makes...
Even your parent with all the money and whatever they own that their parents own, your parents didn't even have a normal life. Look what they did to you.
Yeah, exactly. I guess that makes more sense. Yeah, I should look at it that way. So you're saying my grandparents were screwed up too, even though they had success, and then because my dad didn't take that success.
Your grandparents were miserable, and based on what you've said, financial money people, but they were unhappy. They cried at night.
Well, they dead now, so...
And that's why your father's smoking pot right now, according to you, because he has not forgiven. The money did not help your father spiritually at all.
Yeah.
The money was a cover-up.
That's true.
You need to forgive your parents, man. And you're not forgiving trying to be right for them. You should be doing it because you want to return to your natural state of being. You want to return to love.
Yeah, but I don't need to forgive again if I already did it in person and, like, looked them in the eye and said it, right?
Right.
That would be weird if I had to do it again.
And when you did it before, did you do it because you knew you needed to do it?
Yes.
So move on and stop judging.
Okay. All right. I will, for sure. Hey, happy birthday to James Hake. He's 35 years old today. Happy birthday, Hake.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Amazing.
45, but close.
I was trying to be nice.
I tip my hat. Thanks, Connor.
No worries. Hey, I'll let you guys get to another caller, though. Right. Thank you so much, Jesse.
All right. Stay with us, all right?
All right. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. Okay.
Bye. Let me go to... David out of Texas, he's been waiting a while here. We're going to try to move as many calls today as possible. It's hopefully like Friday. David, you are on the air.
Jesse Lee.
Hey, David.
How are you, sir?
All is well.
Man, appreciate you. Happy White History Month.
Oh, yeah. Happy White History Month, David.
Happy birthday, Hake.
Thank you. Thanks.
Amazing.
I have a question.
Yes.
Why would Nolan Wells' parents be okay with him hanging out with these white children, these white young men before? If it was a race issue before, why didn't they keep them away from the white kids to begin with?
And who is Nolan Wells?
The young man that went missing down in Mississippi.
Oh, okay. I don't know. That's an interesting question, but I have no idea. I know that it appears that he was an adult, though.
Yeah.
He looked like, was he an adult? Hey,
18.
He wasn't a teenager, right?
He was 18.
So he was an adult. I don't know. It's an interesting question. I don't have the answer.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah.
I don't either.
Amazing.
I'll let you move on. I appreciate everything that you do, Jesse.
All right, David. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
Bye now. Super.
Nice. Super chat.
Charles, hey. Oh yeah. I did ask woke Google Charles if the blacks were in America before Europeans. And to see what it said, and it gave me all these paragraphs, and then I'm like, yes or no, and then it said no.
So AI said the black were not here,
right?
And
they did seem to give a whole lot of paragraphs. You know how you ask a yes or no question,
right?
And you get a bunch of paragraphs from your callers,
yeah,
so to speak. Well, that's AI does the same thing. That's why I say AI is just as dumb as people.
Amazing.
Shout out.
Shout out to AI.
We're not dumb.
So the answer is no.
Right.
Amazing. Thank you.
Truth of Jesus. Happy White History Month. Today we celebrate Wilbur Wright, Orville Wright, and Orville Wright, who invented modern air travel, the Wright brothers. So next time you're wearing pajamas and a bonnet acting loud on an airplane, thank a white man.
Right on. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Amazing. Amazing.
And we'll have to read the rest of these later, y'all. Thank you kindly.
Wow, another break. The hate news is coming. One more hour to go when I come back to your calls and everything right after the hate news. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. and donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
Some serious mess going on in this here world. I told you about the New Horizons, which flew by Pluto. It woke up again, like 6 billion miles from Earth. I told you about Trump addressing the nation and the far-left mainstream media, refusing to air it, and then they'll cover it and say, oh, he's lying, or something dumb. At least two are dead, probably more. Amidst those rain and floods in, those floods in Texas, and Iran is fighting the USA. They've expanded their attack, per CNN, and Taco Bell lettuce. It's like their most healthful thing. Is bad for you right now, or was bad for many right now, or recently linked to that parasite outbreak where people are getting, I won't say the word, but a very obnoxious and some in some cases kind of serious health issue. People maybe even having to go to the hospital. I don't know that anybody's died at this point. It's not E. coli, but it is a human feces-borne illness, and it causes problems. Anyway, so shout out Taco Bell. They did pull their stuff before it was even confirmed, some of their stuff. So anyway, Trump's Truth Social posts move markets, as you know, when he posts on truthsocial.com/@RealDonaldTrump. And Truth Social says that they will sell Wall Street firms faster access to such posts. Nice, huh? Anyway, you may have heard from that caller in the last hour, I believe it was Connor in Michigan, that smoke from Canada and now also northern Minnesota, jokingly called South Canada by some, is hurting the air quality for many in America. Should we go to war with Canada? That was funny. I'm kidding. In AP was exclusively reporting on the ICE officer in that Maine killing, the Maine shooting in Maine. AP doxed that guy and they revealed, well, I don't know if they doxed him. I'm using the term very loosely, right? I have no idea. Info may be false, all right? And I don't represent Bond or JLP or even myself. But they reveal his history of violent behavior according to family and records, okay? Info may be false, even from AP and from Hake and New York Times and Trump and JLP and everybody. Let God be true and every man a liar. But worth listening to anyway. Trump uses his primetime address to raise doubts about the U.S. elections ahead of the midterms, per AP. And nice. So the U.S. military carried out their sixth consecutive night of strikes against Iran, as the conflict shows no signs of de-escalating. Iran's retaliatory attacks appear to be the largest, but maybe least powerful, I don't know, since talks with the U.S. collapsed. Oh, maybe they are the largest since they collapsed, but they're weaker overall than they were before, maybe. Anyway, meanwhile, Tehran, that's the capital of Iran, warned that the Strait of Hormuz is an, quote, unbreakable red line, quote, unquote, unbreakable red line, whatever that means. Taco Bell lettuce, iceberg lettuce sold at some Taco Bell restaurants were linked to the cyclosporiasis outbreak, a source familiar with the investigation said. Cases of the intestinal illness, intestine being your guts, by a microscopic parasite surging across the United States. 34 states, last I checked. Maybe more now. Taco Bell said they took immediate action to remove voluntarily potentially impacted lettuce from a supplier in select states. All right. And, well, I told you about Truth Social said they'll sell Wall Street firms faster access to market-moving posts from President Trump and other top accounts. Social media platform is Trump's go-to place for announcing policy decisions, and his posts frequently move markets and move mountains, Iranian mountains. It's the latest example of the president blurring the lines between his businesses and his White House duties. More stay safe from the smoke. More than 100 million people in the United States under air quality alerts from smoke from fires from Canada and northern Minnesota inundate the United States. So breathe through your nose. I'm James Hake, JLP, Hour 3.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and happy White History Month. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, are you violating God's laws? Are you violating God's laws? Amazing question. For those who want to overcome, we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, you can podcast the show and still listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate, have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buy me on coffee.com/JLPTalk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Get it off your chest Friday today. Express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Is a man who is willing to take care of you, the kids, and the household, but has no ambition worth staying with.
Oh, what fresh hell is this?
When you say take care of, what do you mean?
He pays all the bills. He take care of the kids. He step in.
How he do that with no ambition?
It doesn't matter if it's good for him or not. They don't want to be led.
Do you think that race may be involved in what happened to your son?
So emotional.
I don't want to believe it is, but unfortunately, there's patterns.
You know how many black folks getting murdered in the U.S. a year? Around like 20,000.
Right.
That's 50%.
Of America's crime, violent crime,
pattern recognition.
Growing louder.
Our community cannot stand for this!
Araujo's son, not backing down.
And I will continue to keep fighting for him.
They need to send them, when they collect the illegal aliens, and send them over there with them. The protesters, send them home. Send them with them. Amazing, huh? It's a spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil. It is not physical. You're wasting your time fighting. It's just devils fighting each other. Two devils fighting. Or devils fighting devils. And both sides think that they're right and both are wrong. Leave people alone. What the? I want to, last night, before I go back to the callers here, I haven't played one soundbite today. what and Derek put together, my producer, amazing package for me. And I just haven't gotten to any. But last night, the Great White Hope, Donald Trump, some call him amazing. And they say, what manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. Some people call him king. And they hold key rallies around the world for the king. And some people call him daddy. And they say, daddy is home. Your dad is home. I call him the Great White Hope. And they gave he gave a talk last night. And I didn't see it because we had the women's forum, an amazing women's forum last night. I knew it would be. And everybody and their mama showed up. And so I was at the meeting, and I didn't get a chance to see the speech the president gave, but my producer gave me some sound bites this morning from the talk. And this is from Breaking 911. Donald Trump, the president, Donald Trump says, 220 million U.S. voter files were stolen by the People's Republic of China. This is from Fox.
They show that over a period of years, starting during the 2020 election cycle, the People's Republic of China carried out what is believed to be the largest compromise of election data in history, resulting in China's illicit acquisition of 220 million U.S. voter files. That information includes names, addresses, phone numbers, political party preferences, and other sensitive data that would be needed to register to vote and engage in other nefarious activities, which is exactly what was happening. This data loss presents an unprecedented election security nightmare. The intelligence even shows that China has signed a data exploitation unit specifically to this new project.
That's amazing, huh? Well, I thought they said Russia was doing something like that. What the? And they never mentioned China that I'm aware of. Amazing. In the second set of document, the president said members of the deep state helped cover up China's election meddling. Watch this.
Compounding the travesty, the second set of documents we are releasing reveals that members of the deep state, very, very famous group of people, many cases, in our intelligence agency work to actively suppress and downplay information about the extent of China's sinister election meddling, covering it up from both the president and the American people like nobody thought was possible.
That's amazing, huh? I asked Hank and Derek this morning, well, who are the deep state people? And hey, come and tell the folks, the deep state, the people that the president said helped cover up the China election. Is Hank available then? I mean, Derek. Oh, there you go. Amazing. So Hank is white, so we go to the white people for the answer. What is the, who are the deep state people?
Remember that couple of FBI agents who are like, oh, we have a backup plan in case Trump wins?
Never ask a black person if he remembers.
It was a couple, a man and a boyfriend, girlfriend in the FBI who famously got in trouble for...
I kind of remember that. They were deep state.
They were deep state, if you will, because they were FBI agents.
So the deep state people are the FBI?
The FBI are the deep state. There are other people who are also deep state.
So why do they hire FBI to be FBI if they know FBI is deep state?
Because nowadays, with the government being so big and the country being so big, maybe, I don't know, you kind of have to have a deep state of some sort.
So the FBI is a deep state?
Yeah, I think the idea of the deep state is that they're unelected bureaucrats. Oh. In many cases, bureaucrats.
So how do they get the job then?
They're hired by people who are in the government. And this is all, I think, part of the executive branch. The executive branch, when I was growing up, was the president. The president was the executive branch.
Okay.
And vice president. But they have a whole bunch of bureaucracies who are executing the law, right? Carrying out the law, right, and enacting policies and coming up with policies that aren't necessarily written by the legislators, by the way. And they're doing stuff sometimes against the president. In many cases, Trump was not aware of what the deep state was doing, or he was not sanctioning what the deep state was doing, but they were doing it anyway.
And so if this is true that the Chinese had all that information about the voter files and things, mm-hmm, who are they going to punish for it? Or will they punish anyone?
I don't know. Yeah, they might sanction, or they might, Trump might have to go to his friend, Xi Jinping, and be like, hey, we got to work something out. This is not right. Because there's problems. You know, the Supreme Court said that China can send their tourists over here to have babies, and right, those babies are little Americans.
So now that the president know that, will he stop them from sending their people over here to have babies?
He is cracking down on pregnant women. Well, he being the administration is cracking down on pregnant women with urgency, I heard.
So the FBI is the only deep state?
Nope. There's many bureaucracies who are in there. There's the EPA, you've heard of the Environmental, yeah, Protection Agency?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if everybody would call them deep state, but I kind of would. There's the NSA, National Security Administration, that was kind of exposed by Edward Snowden.
Oh, yeah. Well, Edward, what do you need?
Hey, there's the CIA. I think they mainly think of the FBI and CIA when they say deep state. But I don't know. There's probably more than that in NSA.
So they're never going to get rid of these people then?
No. Trump has fired many, you know, thankfully with Doge, too. Elon Musk.
Oh, yeah. Elon was doing an amazing job.
Government. Yeah, that was awesome. And so all deep state ain't bad. There's good ones and bad ones, but per capita, they're bad ones.
And the last one, soundbite, is from Fox News, the president said the U.S. is winning big in Iran.
We're making a record investment in our armed forces, and we have the strongest and most powerful military by far anywhere in the world. I built it during my first term, and unfortunately, we're forced to use it now. We won in Venezuela, which is now working with us to produce millions and millions of barrels of oil. We are likewise winning big in Iran, and you will see the fruits of that labor very, very shortly.
Can we keep President Trump as president?
We can certainly try.
Can't we write in his name?
I think we can write it in. I don't know how much that'll...
When
I don't know how many people
up
will do it.
We need someone like this to stay there.
Yeah.
Kurt said he'll do it.
Nice.
You're right, man. Amazing. So one last thing about the deep state thing. Why don't they fire the head of the CIA that does the hiring, and that way kind of start cleaning this up?
Well, I don't know about the CIA.
I mean,
but
the
I know
FBI.
The FBI, you know, he fired James Comey after a while.
Is Comey in jail now?
I don't think so.
Oh, I haven't heard about. I know that
he. I know he did that evil thing, that hateful 8645 or 8647
at the ocean beach
with the seashells, kind of sanctioning the murderous hatred towards Trump,
right?
Seemingly, but I haven't. I know that he may have face trial or some type of thing, but yeah, I don't know.
Human nature is evil, huh?
Yeah.
What a mess.
Yep.
The government remind me of religion.
Yeah.
And religion remind me of the government.
Totally.
What a mess. Did you all hear that? Remember I said that white people are under a genocide in America? It's getting worse. It's getting worse even than what you're hearing here. The media will not report exactly how bad it is. If you all knew exactly how bad the genocide is to white people in America, you'd be trembling in your boots. Fox 45 News, surveillance video from July 7, 2026 shows six young males assaulting a 74-year-old white man. The white man, see, they don't say white man here, but it definitely looked like a white man to me. And the people who are doing the assaulting look like black males to me. This happened in front of a 7-Eleven, a robbery attempt. Watch this from X and WJZ. Look how they're trying to... This reminds me of wild animals that they do in Africa.
Police need your help identifying six suspects caught on camera. Take a look. Assaulting and attempting to rob a 74-year-old man. This attack happened July 7th, just before 4 in the morning, in front of a 7-Eleven on Liberty Heights Avenue, not too far from Mondawmin Mall. The suspects in the attack are described as younger males. Baltimore police say the victim suffered minor injuries.
Amazing, huh? And this is like exactly what's happening in parts of Europe over there, UK and places like that, and this is what happened in South Africa. Especially when I was doing radio before YouTube, we showed a lot of those attacks happening just like that in South Africa. News 12 is saying that a newer nun say she was attacked while walking. You attack a nun, according to this report from X and WJZ. A nun was attacked.
Sister Julia was leaving the convent out here on Humboldt Street early Saturday morning. She was trying to catch a bus not far from here to get to work at a nursing home in Newark.
The nuns of St. Rose of Lima regularly walk these streets of Newark and use the bus. Sister Julia did not want to show her face on camera, but told me she was on Orange Street and couldn't cut through church property that day because the gate was locked for security reasons, so she continued on.
However, Sister Julia never made it to the bus stop. Instead, she was stopped right here at South 11th Street. The suspect threw her down to the ground, and he punched her twice while she was on the ground, once to the face and once to the back of the head.
She's skinny, she's a very frail thing, and she's older. How can you do that to a person like that?
The attack was very upsetting to Pastor Hurtado Alazo, who knows her well from services at St. Rose of Lima, a congregation of about 500 families in Newark. The pastor learned that police would arrest 25-year-old Raheem Green for the mugging. Newark detectives say that at 8 a.m. Saturday, Green also pistol-whipped and sexually assaulted a woman on Hudson Street. Following this incident, the pastor says changes are coming.
We're going to install cameras. I called the diocese. This is going to be a bunker.
This won't stop Sister Julia from doing her work within this community. However, when walking these streets from now on, she's more likely to do so with someone at her side for safety.
That's amazing. You know things are bad when you're attacked to none. No love, pure evil. Hell. Earth is not heaven, and man is not God. How come these things are not really, really reported on in in mainstream news. So maybe some of these people can protect themselves in advance, knowing that this is out of control in America. How you attack a nun? Aren't you afraid that God is going to get you? You attack a nun. And the last one from Queen City News. A newly released video shows the terrifying moment a woman was violently attacked and knocked unconscious. This happened on a bus there in, I believe it's North or South Carolina. What? Charlotte, North Carolina. WBTV.
A Charlotte bus driver attacked by two teenagers. This is at the Transit Center in Uptown Charlotte. Video obtained by WBTV shows this chaos just unfolding on board a CATS bus. That bus driver tells us she broke her nose and the fallout may have ended her career.
Now, on top of all that, there's another glaring issue here. Investigative reporter David Hodges explains.
Former CATS bus driver Sheila Andrew says she was trapped as two teens started swinging at her here in the transit center. I finally got video of the incident through a public records request with the city of Charlotte.
She hit me in the face and broke my nose. And I'm stuck in a seatbelt behind this halfway door, and they both are swinging at me.
Andrew says the injuries changed her life and ended her career behind the wheel. She says she was never informed as the juvenile case moved forward until more than a year later.
I want to go to court. These young ladies need to be taught a lesson. If they got away with it this time, how many more times they going to do it?
How many more times, Lord? I hope Jerome see that. Jerome? The world gone crazy. And it's going to get worse. Why don't you overcome the world? Why not overcome the world? Be in it, but not of it. What a mess. Let me go to Ron out of Texas. Ron, you are on the air.
Peterson.
Hey, Ron.
How you doing?
All is well. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month.
Amazing.
I want to shout out.
You are you, you're not on a speaker or anything, right?
No, I'm on the phone. Okay. Come here.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to answer your biblical question.
Are you violating God's law?
I tell you about. Okay, go ahead. After I tell you about white history.
Okay, go ahead.
If you don't mind.
You have a white history moment?
I have two. I'm going to make it kind of real quick.
Well, give me one and then your answer to the Bible because of time. Give me the one.
Okay.
This should be interesting. Give me the one that's the most important to you.
While the white men in France cannot create air conditioners.
No, they can create them. They just can't use them.
Okay. A white man in America in 1902 named Willis Carrier became the second man to patent the air conditioner. Isn't that great?
Amazing. That's your white history moment?
Yeah, you want to know who the first man was to patent an air conditioner? It was Lewis Latimer, a black man, former slave. Can you believe that? 1886. You can look it up.
And you see him as a white history moment?
Well, I want to give a shout out to the white man, Willis Carrier, for dropping his ego and copying.
Wait a minute.
And copying.
Ron, hold
on. Let me finish.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
James, I don't understand Ron's white heaven moment. I'm confused. Is he talking about a white man or a black man?
Sounded like he was talking about a black man in a white man's world.
Are you saying that? Are you talking about a white man history moment or a black man history moment?
White man history moment. He was able to drop
I thought you
his
said he was black.
The white man, what I'm telling you, was able to drop his ego, okay, and allowed him to copy the pattern of the black man, Louis Lattimore, who created the first action edition.
Right. I'm sorry.
1886.
Your white history stuff doesn't make sense.
Well, I don't. And the Wright
because
brothers
it looked like you're talking
to...
about a white man and a black man. Am I right?
No, the white man is the main character. He was able to drop his ego and copy the invention of a black man, ex-slave Louis Lattimore. It's all about the white man dropping his ego, which is great.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then you want to respond to the biblical question?
Yes.
Are you violating God's laws?
Unfortunately, Jesse, I am, because I do not keep the Sabbath like it's supposed to.
And why not?
Many people think the Sabbath is
why
on
not,
Saturday.
Ryan?
The Sabbath can come on any day of the week.
But why you're not keeping it?
Because in this society, we have to work. Sabbath could be on Tuesday. It's according to the moon, not according to the white man's calendar.
The question is, are you, because of time, are you keeping the white, are you violating God's laws, and you're saying you're not because you're not keeping the Sabbath?
Yes, I am violating his laws because I'm not keeping the Sabbath.
Oh, okay. I appreciate that, Ron. Thank you so much, buddy. I got to run because of time. Let me go to the first time. Thank you, Ron. I didn't understand his moment at all. Really, I'm black and slow, so that might be why. I'm not saying he wasn't clear. Was he clear to you, James?
I caught what he was saying, I think, although I wasn't listening closely.
Oh,
and I was
okay.
Trying to, like, see if I could fact-check whatever he's talking about, because I don't know whether he's telling the truth or not. A lot of these guys don't tell the whole truth.
I don't know if he was calling a black man white or a white man black. Or was he talking about two different people? Because he said that they're not inventing air conditioning in England first, Europe. I'm like, they are invented. They just can't use them. But let me go to Jerome out of Nashville, Tennessee. Jeremy, my bad. My bad, Jeremy. Jeremy, you are on the air.
Hey there, Mr. Peterson. How you doing, sir?
All is well. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month. I never thought I'd be on the show with you. I've watched it many, many a time, and I've had many, many laughs.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, I appreciate
yes, sir.
That.
Yes, sir. You got the train. I'm just kind of riding. So there are several things, but yes, sir. So I was thinking, and I know this is kind of off tangent, but the rise in socialism in America, which I am totally 100% against, if we go to the spiritual flesh battle, and even going back to the attacks, let's go to the attacks as well, if that's okay, sir. I'm sorry to jump around on you. I think a lot of it deals with, the demons that were cast down from heaven. You know, and a lot of people, we don't see them physically, but, you know, these demons, I mean, like this Mondami, I mean, what is he doing, man? Socialism in New York? Like, I grew up, I'm only 46, I'm still a young man. I grew up in the 80s and the 90s, but this was unheard of, something like this transpiring.
I never imagined anything like this could happen. And can you hold for me?
Yes, sir.
Hold on. Stress off on pills.net. Quick break. Back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Okay, welcome back, folks. 888-77-JESSE. And the Hake Report coming up at 9 a.m. Right at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com from 9 to 11. If you have not heard it, you are missing it. And then a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv right after the Hake Report every Friday. You're going to enjoy Benjamin Krause. He's a veterans' rights advocate, investigative journalist.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What is a veterans' right activist?
When we need health care, and we need it now, that we're not caught in bureaucratic red tape that the prior administration jammed us up with.
All right.
Theodore Roosevelt said that a man willing to shed his blood for the country deserves a square deal after.
Yes.
You know, anyone that supports veterans becoming leaders in America, I'm on board, same team, you know. Jesus.
Does he obey you?
This was not what I expected, Jesse.
Amazing. The FallenState.tv at 11 a.m. today, right after the Hake Report. You can support the Fallen State by becoming a member on the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. And then, right after the Fallen State, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. You know, Fallen State sometimes goes for an hour or almost an hour, but right after that report, the Fallen State, the American Anchor Baby, you don't want to miss it. Flying high on Friday. Not off pot, not off fentanyl, but off natural energy. And it's amazing. Sunday morning fellowship for all. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. Pacific time. The meeting starts at 11, 2 p.m. Eastern time. And you can, if you can't be there, you can watch it as it is happening and podcast by going to rebuildingtheman.com/church. All right? And last but not least, don't forget to like the videos, but I do shout-outs. Shout-out. Personal shout-outs. Birthdays, shout out. You heard us singing birthday to, hey, happy birthday to ya. Today is Hate Birthday. Or encouragement, congratulations. Whatever the occasion is, go to Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson, or shout out. .fans, F-A-N-S, /JesseLeePeterson. All right? Like the videos. I wanted to go quickly back to Jeremy, first-time caller out of Tennessee. And Jeremy, you were saying that you're against socialism, but you know what most blows my mind about this socialist thing that coming into our country, Jeremy?
Yes, sir.
Is they have Allahu Akbar people, Muslims, and then foreigners from other countries who hate America. And they allow these people to come into our country, run for government, get involved with our government, and turn America into a communist socialist society. I can't believe that our own government allows that to happen.
Me neither, Jesse. And I'm a firm believer in a lot of your values. And, you know, like with the nuclear family, but going back to socialism, yes, sir, you're right. I mean, you know, we both know that it was a catastrophic failure on Biden's part to allow, what was it, 10 to 30 million illegal immigrants inside the country. And so that probably helped to form a lot of this, which is going on now.
Yeah.
But
why don't they have a law, Jeremy, that says that foreigners cannot run for any form of government in our country? Why shouldn't that be against the law?
Yes, sir. I'd vote for that all day.
Me too.
Yes, sir.
What a mess, Jeremy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I don't understand. You know, I mean, it's kind of like I listened to Rubio's speech yesterday, and he spoke of the rise of communism, socialism, things of that nature, and how it's dark and gray. And how there's not a, you know, we both know this, and a lot of people do too, but, you know, there is no room for growth and opportunity. Everybody's treated the same, and it destroys the middle class. And,
yeah.
People that have those hopes and dreams and work hard, it defeats the purpose. And the rich, you know, they're the ones that benefit. And unfortunately, I know people, I'm not going to say who,
right,
but I know people that I respect that, that actually, you know, support these ideals of socialism, and it's because they have money. And I'm just like, you know, you know, if you want to share, you know, you don't need the government to tell you to share.
That's right. You know, absolutely, man.
So that's the way I see it. But going, if you don't mind, sir, I was wanting to go to going back to the week, like the nun and the 70-year-old man who were attacked.
Yes.
So, you know, this is the classic symptom of attack of the weak. For instance, not to brag on myself, but I'm not a weak man. I've been through a lot. Like I lost my wife in February to cancer, and I'm not looking for sympathy. But I was in the Marines, and I walk around. I carry myself a certain way, and no one. I'm knocking on wood now. But no one messes with me. You know, I'm a loner. I keep to myself, but I don't really go out. But you know, still when I do, I think people know better. You know,
right on, right on.
So,
do you see that white people in America are under genocide right now?
I do on the news to a degree, but then on some of the news, we both know it's very, very biased. I don't see that personally here in Nashville where I'm at.
Right.
But I live in a box. You know, I don't live in Seattle or all these other places, Minnesota, all these other places where things are crazy with ICE and all that stuff. So, you know, but as far as my eyes, no, sir, I don't. But not to say it's not happening.
Amazing. It is, buddy. Jeremy, I got to run because of time. I appreciate your call. Call me again.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
All right, bud. I appreciate you. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Daniel, a first-time caller out of Dallas, Texas. First-time caller. Daniel, you are on the air.
Hey, JLP. How you doing?
All is well, Daniel. Happy White History Month.
Right on, man. Right on. Happy White History Month.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to call in and share some of my recent experiences. Excuse me. just because I've been watching you, I would say for the past 6 months now, and I followed a lot of your advice, especially about forgiveness.
Yes.
And letting go of anger. And for me, it has moved mountains, and I feel like a completely different person. Not really a different person, just kind of back-centered into what I'm supposed to be, if that makes sense.
It does.
I took the time out to just kind of like review my thoughts and my emotions and why at 33 years old, I was still feeling anger. And I just felt very, I felt very immature for being so angry, you know, for the past like year or so.
Yep.
And, you know, I was scared for a while, but I took the time to, speak to my mother and, you know, let her know that I'm sorry for holding so much resentment for a couple of years now. And I was very scared of how she was going to react. But she actually took it very well, and she took accountability, and she was like, okay, yeah, I see what you're saying, and I understand. And if anything, you know, she's kind of just was like, hey, you know, I'm sorry for making you feel that way. I still want to have a relationship with you. Can we work on it? And I was like, of course. So, anyways, I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, that's all I wanted to share with you is, that story and just my experiences as far as listening to you and, following a lot of your advice. Thing I do want to say, wow, what was that?
If you stay with it, Daniel, you haven't seen anything yet. It will become clearer and clearer and clearer, and you will live on this earth with a clear mind, and everything you do in life will be clear. Will be no doubt, no question.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then one last thing I want to mention before I jump off, cause I really just wanted to tell you that and just how well things have been going, is, you know, I have a lot of like friends, like I have a mixed bunch. Like I have a lot of Black friends. I have a lot of Mexican friends. I have a lot of just white friends, just a mixed bunch. Right.
And, are you Black?
No, I'm Mexican.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. And, it's mostly coming, most of the stuff I see online and some of the stuff I hear, like, I don't know, like in a locker room or like at work or something. It's a lot of bashing of white people and people talking about their boss and, you know, white man's always got to keep us down, kind of talk.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know, like, I just kind of like think about like growing up. You know, like all the nurses in school, all my teachers that I like really, really appreciate, and all of my coaches. I was a big sports kid growing up. All of my coaches were white. I'm like, you can't tell me that. Like, I don't know. I just feel like they maybe have one bad experience with, like, I don't know, a boss at work or something. Now they just hate all white people. All white people are racist, and like they just kind of have this attitude towards white people as far as like, oh, it's us against y'all. And I'm like, well, what about us growing up as kids and, you know, the teachers and the coaches and the nurses? I mean, you know, at least for me growing up in Dallas, Texas, I mean, they're mostly white. I'm like, you know, you can't really, for me, I just think that you can't, maybe if you did have one bad experience or whatever, and first of all, it had nothing to do with color. It was really just the fact that this was an angry person and they let it out on you.
Most of them haven't had any bad experience with white people. They've been taught, it's a mindset, they've been brainwashed to just hate white people because they hear the adults saying it, and then they hear the generation after them and before them. They're brainwashed. They haven't even had a bad experience with white people in most cases.
Yeah, no, you're pretty much right about that. And I don't know, any sense of, like, I don't know, pushback or authority that they might feel like at work or, I don't know, with the police or something.
I guess it like reinforces that of what you're talking about. Like, just, this is what I've heard. Now I'm seeing it.
Yeah.
And now it's true. It's like, no, dude, you're not doing the job. You're not doing your job right at work. Like, that's why you get on your ass. Like, it's not.
Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely.
Anyways, yeah. So I just think about, again, I was a big sports kid. So all of my coaches have been predominantly white. All my favorite teachers are white. I'm like, man, like, you know, this is White History Month thing. I actually appreciate it.
Yeah,
because it highlights a lot of the good things out there. So,
absolutely,
yeah, that's it.
Well, I appreciate that, JLP, Daniel. And you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
You got it, man. Well, I appreciate you, and hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Amazing, absolutely amazing. Let me go quickly, and then we got to get some super chats and everything. Let me go to. First time caller, Mark. Mark with a K out of Michigan. Mark, you're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Lee, how are you today?
All is well. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month to you too, sir.
Thank you.
Of course. I honestly just wanted to call to thank you.
Come back to your phone. Are you on a Bluetooth or something?
I've got my earphones in. Can you hear me well, or should I take it off?
No, yeah, take them off. Don't be on the show on a Bluetooth or a headphone or any of that.
Okay. All right. Can you hear me better?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say thank you for all the positive things that you do push out there. It's definitely beneficial for my life. But I did want to ask you a question, sir. I just wanted to see what your thoughts are on the separation of the body of Christ, since this is a fallen state. And a lot of times I just hear a lot of black and white, but those aren't races or ethnicities at all. And I don't believe that Christ wants us to really kind of go against each other. He moreover probably wants to bring us closer together.
As a matter of fact, he said that when you go, what you do to others, you're doing it to him.
I believe that too, yes, sir.
Because we are all from God. It's just that you're angry and evil, and you separate yourself from the God, and now Satan is your God.
Right, and that's a lot. I would say that that's kind of the majority of things that I see right now. And when I look on the chat, it is like it's kind of a bunch of I don't know if it's playful or not. I'm not normally here that often, but I do tune in sometimes, and the chat seems to be a little racist against the they'll say the blacks, right? I think it's, you know, I got a sense of humor too, but then I just think about it. I'm just like, well, are we actually in the right mindset? Are you guys just joking, or are you all actually followers of Christ? You know what I mean? So
are you talking about the chat line or the YouTube?
The YouTube chat.
Oh, okay. Live YouTube chat. Okay.
So, yeah. So anyway, I mean, I'm not too hung up on it, but that was the question that I had, because it feels like our topics are moreover either black and white. And I think that it's maybe not given the bright idea as far as just followers of Christ and trying to live a righteous life.
Are you white or black?
I'm a black man. Well, I'll be classified as black. Yes, sir.
You are black.
Yes, sir.
Why you sound white?
Do I have to have a certain sound?
you
know what I mean?
Like
that's what I mean.
You speak like a white man.
I'm a personal banker. I'm an insurance agent. But yeah, I just want to bring people closer, and I love you. I love everybody in the chat.
Absolutely,
I appreciate what you do, sir.
Let me ask, because of time, what's wrong with the blacks?
I think what's wrong with the blacks will be the same thing as the whites. It's we're not coming together and trying to fellowship and actually solve what the issues are, because we don't battle with flesh and blood. It's more spiritual things that happen. and it's wicked. So
you're absolutely right, Mark. State. Thank you, man.
Hey, thank you so much, and I hope you have a great day, sir.
You too. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month to you.
Thank you. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/thehakereport. Greenwald says, happy birthday, Hake.
Happy birthday, Hake. Today is Hake birthday. And his shirt said he loved the boomers. Now he's talking about himself.
Party emojis. Thank you, Greenwall, as always.
Thank you, Greenwall.
Robert, I'm beginning to understand how the path is not easy, but the silent prayer works. Staying with it. Thanks, Jesse and crew.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Amazing.
Bree K, thanks as always.
Thanks, Bree K.
Jamie, to Jesse and the crew, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday.
Right on. Thank you. Amazing.
Happy birthday, Hake. You are now a man. Put away your Xbox controllers and get yourself a MAGA hat, he says. I don't disclose whether I have Xbox controllers.
Amazing. Thank you.
Or whether I have straps or not.
But how about the July just feel white hat?
Is it a July feels white hat? Close enough to a MAGA hat? I feel like it might be.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you.
Same idea. The straps on the controllers is a reference to the American Anchor Baby. Okay. That's his show.
Oh.
He does the straps test to people on the internet when he goes into the VR chat.
Right.
You're wearing straps. I can tell you had your father. You're not wearing straps. You grew up with no father.
Amazing. The American Anchor Baby. At 11 a.m. Monday through Thursday and 12 p.m. Pacific time on Friday.
Cheddar Bob, Jesse, are you keeping an employee who's fast and always on time, but a lot of times has a negative mindset about work, complains how hot it is, and when that's the environment we have to work in?
No.
Thank you, Cheddar Bob. Jamie, Jesse, you should run for mayor of Los Angeles.
Nice idea.
Is it too late to throw your hat in? I believe you would crush Bass.
Maybe I should do a write-in.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
A, B, on Cash App. Bond JLP on Cash App.
A, B?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to dox his name.
Right, of course.
A few dollars for your little business.
How's your little business? Thank you. I appreciate your support for the little business.
T. Smith for coffee. Hearts.
Thank you, T. Smith.
Nick LaBoy, Jesse, sometimes you give mixed messages and need to elaborate. Your speech this morning about sides fighting, yet asking why white people allow this to happen in their country, and then shaming us when we try.
What do you mean?
When whites fight back, you're like, stop fighting.
Oh, you mean like when they argue with each other, with the other side?
Yeah.
That's not the way you're supposed to fight. That's not the way you... Call me on Monday so I can explain to you what I mean by stop fighting. Good question, though. I appreciate that. It really is. Thank you.
Commander Kim, happy actual real birthday, Hake. Cake emoji, American flag, and victory.
Hake is so old today that he doesn't want us to even remember his birthday after today.
Indeed. Pastor Chatelet says, happy birthday, Hank. Colon, capital D, which is a big smile.
Amazing. Thank you, sir.
Marcus, happy birthday, Hank. Whatever. JK, love you, Hank. Heart hands 100.
Right on.
Parties.
Happy birthday.
Sebeal, Jerome is a prime example of what's wrong with most black men. They're angry and emotional. They have the nature of their mothers and grandma. Sad, says Sebeal.
What a sad way to live. It really is a sad way to live. I don't know what's wrong with Jerome, but I know it's a sad way to live. Amazing.
Over on Rumble, a Rumble rant. Nick LaBoy, listening to all these black people calling in, you can just hear the jealousy and envy in them. They're so mad because all they created was a mud hut and white man built the world. Happy Friday, GB.
Right on. Happy Friday, and thank you, and happy White History Month.
I don't think that's why they're mad, though.
Right.
Hannes, 8 coffees. Thank you for everything. Thanks, Hans.
Thank you. Appreciate your support.
Jamie, a Smith & Wesson in a man or woman pocket can prevent and terminate an attack. Arm up, America, says Jamie.
Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, wisely, though.
Yeah.
Soul conscious. Biblical question, Jesse.
Are you violating God's law?
No, because I don't know what those laws are, says Soul Conscious.
Well, you may be violating them and don't know it. Oh, amazing. Thank you.
I didn't know I couldn't do that.
I put my two cents in on Sunday.
Little paycheck. Happy birthday, Hake.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, guys. And Hannah also says, happy birthday, Hake, in all caps.
Right on.
Marilyn says, Hake, happy birthday. Read this fast to get through it quick. Uncle Jesse, it seems to me that you, like liberals, also use selective reporting to push the race war narrative, which is dangerous because FBI evidence suggests black people did not kill more white people in the United States. The vast majority of homicide
kill
victims...
Kill more white people?
Yeah.
No, it was about black-on-black crime.
Ah. Oh, okay.
Did she talk about that stat report? The
well,
FBI
she's
report?
Saying... She's thinking that it's a good point to say that most people of the same race kill the same race. Most of the time, a race is killed by their own race.
Oh, but white people not killing each other the way black people are.
Right.
Amazing. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And so she does the stats that you're already aware of, about 80% of white homicides are white on white.
And she's making that up.
90% of black homicides are black on black. No, she's not making that up. That's FBI.
That's how many white people... Oh,
that's
just
not how many. It's just a percentage.
Oh, I see.
She's talking about, oh, it's mostly the same race.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
And so she thinks that it completely disproves your white genocide claim. And it's sad because your listeners in the comments are growing very volatile toward black Americans.
I'm talking about the number of blacks that are attacking white people. As opposed to white people attacking the blacks.
Yeah, which is way out of proportion. You may not be aware of that.
Right.
But she used to think, she used to be volatile towards whites because of the liberal media, but no longer. But she thinks that you're kind of the liberal media for the whites, making the whites scared of blacks more than they should be. Anyway, she said, people like Trump opened my eyes to the truth, but it's people like you, Al Sharpton, Obama, that are dividing the races because you are all using crime committed by both races to create an issue that doesn't exist with many coffees. Thank you, Mary.
But if the black people are attacking the white people like that, what do you mean that exists? I don't understand, but thank you. Because of time.
And thank you, guys. We're going to have to stop there. We'll have to read the rest later, including Big Hair Tsunami and all y'all. Thank you kindly.
Amazing. Thank you. Man, where did the time go? We are out of time as far as the show is concerned. Stay with it. RebuildingTheMan.com/silentprayer. Hake is coming up now, then the Fall of State, and then the American Anchor, baby. And I'll see you on Sunday. The Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. To the call of Josh and James, all first-time callers, I'm out of time.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New